Dear Lord, I pray that, Lord, that you'll guide us today as we make decisions for the county, Lord, and I pray that you'll protect each and every one of our employees and first responders, keep us all safe. Pray that we can find a cure for this virus, Lord, and heal our land. And just pray for your wisdom today as we do the county business. In Jesus' name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome to Commissioner's Board, our meeting of the month of June. Today is the 22nd of September, 2020, just after 9 a.m. Item number one is our public comment time. Anyone have general public comments at this time? As a reminder, anyone can speak toward any agenda item, just come up to the mic, we're all recognized. Item number two, consider it possibly approved minutes from our last meeting 2 weeks ago, June 8th. Motion to approve that set of minutes made by Commissioner Parker.
Second.
We have a second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number three, report from commissioners regarding road work status.
Okay, we went out, we put in three culverts. We also did some, a couple of different pretty large base failures out at Hope's Landing. And we continue mowing and we're starting over in the Lodge at Monticello community. The cleanup on County Road 1240 from the tornado is complete. We hauled off several trees and the root balls and the stumps, and we had to re-clean all the ditches and got that cleaned up real nice over there. And we did a few other miscellaneous base failures and of course patched some potholes here and there. That's it.
Commissioner Parker.
We've got trying to get equipment moved to get started. We're going to widen the road a little bit down 2 to 3 tenths of a mile down from Chapel Hill to the high school parking lot. Since they moved their bus barn, it's got to where the buses are beating down there, and they're having to get off the edge of the road and messing up the road and the ditches too. So
is that project complete at Chapel Hill, that major reroute of the road, bus barn and all that? Have they not started that road work yet?
They've got air conditioning.
Working all the soft pots before we get it to bring to the shipping office for the weeks that we'll be ready.
firefighter, the vehicle was damaged in an accident. Chief's here to fill in the blanks, but as I understand it, we have a legitimate claim to damage to one of your volunteer firefighters' personal vehicle while he's en route, and the only issue here is the insurance claim check is made out to both. Is it the department and Titus County, or is it to him and Titus County?
The check's actually made out to the person and Titus County.
Okay, so it's made out to both, but all we need to do is put a signature on there. This money won't even pass through our coffers. We'll just give it right to him.
Correct.
Okay.
In the past, if it was a check going back to a department or a person, we'd just come up and ask permission to get the check signed off on. This one's kind of different because it's going to a firefighter that totaled his personal vehicle. His own insurance covered the replacement of the vehicle, but they didn't cover the $500 deductible. The policy we have with the county on all the fire departments kicked in and paid his $500 deductible back to him.
So you got a $500 check?
Yes.
All right, any questions? Chief? I need a motion. If you pass this, I'll sign it for you.
Make a motion to approve.
Motion is made to approve that co-signature by Commissioner Parker.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fitch. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Jerry. Item number five, considering possibly approved renewal of our contract that utilizes Auctioneer Express to buy and sell surplus equipment, well, sell surplus equipment and buy, I guess, also surplus equipment. But Auctioneer Express here, our local company, who we utilize from time to time to help us get things sold. Document here, Auctioneer Express contract, and I know that Dale's flexible with us, and we use it when we need it. I don't think there's any financial obligation as a result of this. His fees are stated clearly up front, and we're asking to renew this for another couple of years.
Make a motion to renew it.
Motion is made for approval of the renewal of Auctioneer Express by Commissioner Fitch, second by Commissioner Applewhite. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item six, consider and possibly approve the payment of a bill from Newman Electronics in the amount of $21,897 for video surveillance equipment that we approved here in court back in 2018. That work was recently completed, in which a portion of this amount will be paid from the courthouse security fund. Okay, here's what's going on here. Here's why it's on the agenda. Previously approved, but that turned out to be a job that probably Dennis wishes he hadn't taken because it was a very detailed, complicated job that required a lot of coordination with the city. He has been at the mercy of the city for quite some time, as you can see by the fact that it's nearly 2 years later and he's just now able to finish this job. But we needed power supplies outside on poles that didn't belong to the county, and these proved to be more challenging as far as the physical wire run and installed, and so he waited and waited on them, and it's just been a very challenging, complex job. It's now completed and managed, it works well. If you get a chance to want to see the views that we get and the quality of video that we're getting from these cameras that are installed around the county, then you spending out of our security fund without keeping in mind this $22,000 obligation still floating around out there. And so with recent items that we approved, such as glass for Jones' office, glass for Office 3 of the district clerk's office, we have spent that down to the point where there's about $10,000 left. Is that about right, Barbara? So how short are we on being able to pay that $21,897 out of security fund?
$10,142.
$10,142 shy. We've made commitments here on the court to pay all of these items out of that security fund. So we need to do two things with your approval. One would be to pay this bill, knowing that there's only enough in this fund to pay roughly half of this. The other half, 10-1, is going to have to be paid with our contingency fund. But I think that we need to do this. We need to reimburse the general fund for that $10,140 as we collect it in the months ahead. In other words, we need to quit dipping into the security fund for a while until we get it built back up and can get back into black. But I don't want this to remain an expense that's not within the security fund any longer than we have to. I doubt we'll get paid back by the end of the budget year, but we may make a dent. Of course, there's not much court going on right now, as in virtually none. Our collections for things like this, including the security fund collections, are down. So it will probably take us into next year's budget year before we recoup this. But again, let's leave the security fund alone until we get this paid back. So that's what I'm asking for. A twofold motion here. Pay the bill. Pay it out of the security fund plus contingency from the general fund, and then commit to not spending any more money out of the security fund until we get this debt paid back to the general fund. Does that make sense?
Make that motion.
Motion's made by Commissioner Fish to do all those things.
Second
by Commissioner Parker. Anybody have any questions about this? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Move on to approving oral and written reports. I think you can hear those.
Thank you.
privilege to assist the community and our veterans in these capacities. I found that each of you care deeply about the county and its citizens, and I have nothing but gratitude and appreciation for our relationship over the years. Out of respect for each of you and for the citizens of Titus County, I hereby tender my resignation as Titus County Historical Commission Chair and as Titus County Veteran Service Officer. I hold no ill will toward the county, court, or any individual member. I wish you all the best in serving the citizenry to the best of your abilities. The functions of leadership and government on one hand versus the duty of office on the other bring me to this decision, and I respectfully seek your approval in reference to this letter of resignation. This decision I make of my own free will and without duress. If approved, this letter will become effective immediately. Steve Austin is a dear friend of mine, and he has helped me immensely in a number of areas over the last 10 years. I want to say how much I love and respect Steve Austin and the work that he's done for us. He will continue to remain active in one way or another, assisting veterans, as he has made it clear to me. So I would encourage all of you to give a shout to Steve and tell him thank you. Item number two, good news. This is an annual jail inspection report that I received in the mail. However, I was able to meet with the jail inspector, Mr. Jason Jewett, back on June 10th, as I get to do every year. And this is an official notification that I get a copy of. I want you all to know that we've had not a bad report since I've been in office, and our jail and its staff and their standards and their way of doing things continues to be a shining spot in this community. We always exceed expectations and minimum standards, and of course we had a major changeover. Last year was Captain Garcia's first inspection. This is his second inspection, and these guys do a great job. You know, outside, out of mind, none of us think much about this jail over there, but it is a complex organization, and they do an outstanding job keeping the county out of trouble. It's an expensive operation, and the potential is there 24/7 for the least smallest mistake can turn into a huge lawsuit against the county, and we continue to be able to avoid that. So that doesn't just happen. We get a variety of jail inspectors. It's not that they have the same one over and over, and they just got chummy with him. This is a new one that I did not get. Last year was a different one. So congratulations to the jail staff for another job well done. COVID-19 update. The good news is, despite the fact that we sit at 740 cumulative cases, we have well over half of those have recovered, and we are now seeing daily new cases added in the single digits. The weekends are a bit strange in that typically weekend activity will pour in this evening or Tuesday morning, but yesterday we added one new case. I think on Saturday we added 7, which is the most we've had in a week or so. But we are seeing smaller numbers. And smaller numbers come through in the way of new cases. That means there's fewer and fewer people out there that are carrying this virus. We've had an abundance of testing here at Pilgrim. 2 drive-through test bays here at the Civic Center, and we have all of our clinics are now capable of handling tests for anyone that needs one, and the fact that we're generating these single digits on a daily basis, to me, is evidence that this thing has peaked and is on the downhill, and we're going to hope that those numbers continue. This is going on in spite of the fact that we're having, you know, a lot of communities around us, in Texas I'm talking about, not just our neighboring counties, and which, by the way, are staying relatively low as well. But the larger communities are seeing some, unfortunately, large spikes in these numbers. And, you know, the governor's going to talk again today at 2 o'clock. It will be interesting to see what he has to say and what he's going to do, because some of the metrics that he's been looking at have to do with what's the load on our hospitals, daily increases, and the fact that good thing, and when you go into businesses where there are crowded people, they can still stay social distance, safe when it's needed. Just be careful, let's keep this number continually going down and snuff this out in Titus County. We're not going to see any weeks where we have absolutely zero cases. I believe this is going to trickle along until they have a widely available shot for this or some kind of a vaccine that can take care of this. So in the meantime, our objective is to keep the load down on our hospitals, we certainly accomplish that, keep the number of new cases trickling down or staying flat in the curve. And I believe we are seeing that, and I believe that we're gonna get through this. So that's all I have to tell you today. We continue our daily conference call, which we'll have at 10 o'clock. There will be one more, I don't know if it will be the final one, but we have been offered and we have accepted a walk-up test event that will be at the Civic Center this Sunday and Monday, the 28th and the 29th. No pre-registration is necessary. Just show up. I think we're going to hold this in the walnut room there at the north end of the Civic Center. Anyone who wants to come and get a test, whether you want, you're just curious, whether you want to get a second test after you test positive, or whether you've got symptoms, or think you might have been, whatever the reason is, you can get a test. I think they're prepared for a large number of people. Hopefully, we won't have a large number of people show up. But anyway, we'll start promoting that today, next Sunday, Monday, 28th and 29th. That's all I have.
I'm good.
George, do y'all get this back or do I give it to the judge or something?